You're listening to SBS News.
Studying a Masters of Data Science at the University of New England in regional New South Wales, Ooming Uliana was hoping to secure his future here in Australia.
That's what most of the international students aim for, to come here, study a degree, and then get a PR. And studying in a regional area gets you more points in PR as well. So yeah, that's why I came here.
But COVID-19 has spoiled those plans, and his future in Australia is increasingly uncertain. His part-time job as a housekeeper has disappeared, and his family back in India is unable to provide financial support. When we spoke to Mr. Uliana in late October, his father and brother had just been diagnosed with COVID-19.
So I had to compromise on my accommodation expenses, and because I couldn't earn enough money, and I couldn't ask to my parents about it because they were also financially struck. So I was trying to save money, eat less, save more.
It's a familiar story for many international students in Australia, including those at regional institutions like Armidale's UNE. Hailing from Myanmar, Theda Chor-Hiling has been working on her PhD from home while her two sons prepare for senior exams. Her husband, a taxi driver, had a major downturn in income during the coronavirus shutdowns. The family had to rely on donations from food banks to make ends meet.
What I want to say is everybody's trying to help each other at the time. It's really amazing, actually. So I can assess those kind of food donation in this pandemic time.
Some of those food parcels were provided by UNE, but the institution is facing its own challenges, which hit even before the COVID-19 pandemic arrived. Bridget Haywood is the university's vice chancellor.
Probably like everybody else, we had a significant loss of business revenues because of all of these different events. A drought, bushfire and COVID all on top of each other. All we need now is locusts, and we've kind of done the whole thing. So we've lost about 25 million of base revenue, and the university can't sustain that.
The turbulence being experienced by the higher education sector has a significant impact on regional Australia. In 2018, the University of New England injected $318 million into the local economy. Now, as on-campus numbers fall, more than 100 staff will lose their jobs. Bea Blyler is a lecturer and a National Tertiary Education Union member.
It is devastating for Armidale and the broader region because it's the biggest employer around here.
UNE has fewer international students on campus than other regional institutions, with many enrolled but learning remotely from their home countries. And while the university may benefit from recent Commonwealth reforms, its current international cohort is keen for extra help, as Theda Chor-Hiling explains.
If we can get some other kind of favourable or kind of positive support from the government, especially for our health and also food shortage, that will be very good and that will be very grateful for.
Naveen Razik, SBS News.